Hello, and welcome to episode 21 of How You Say, the podcast where I teach you how to say something fun or entertaining in Polish. I'm your host, Julia Tutko-Bolina. So today's lesson is going to be a phrase that I pulled from a link that listener Travis sent to the show. Thanks to listener Travis for sending the link. It's hilarious. I'll include it in the show notes so that everybody can enjoy. And I will pull definitely a couple phrases from it to put into future lessons. I already had a couple of these on my notes as it is, and I was working on them, but there are definitely some phrases in here that I completely forgot about, and so it's going to be a fun time. So let's get started with today's phrase. So today's phrase is nie dziel skóry na niedźwiedziu, which literally translates to not you share or divide the skin on the bear. And the meaning of it is don't divide the skin while it's still on the bear. It's clearly a hunter's expression. Polish people have a very strong agricultural heritage, but we're so close to the woods and bodies of water that fishing and hunting are definitely a part of our cultural ethos as well. The closest English phrase is don't count your chickens before they've hatched. So let's go over the words here. There are actually no ch duck face phonemes for you to conquer, and not so much with the rolling R's in this one. But this is a good lesson for the zh letter and the j phoneme that we were talking about in previous lessons, since it appears three times in this phrase alone. So let's go over the phrase. The first word is nie, which we've seen before. It means not or no. It negates whatever comes next. So let's say it together three times. Nie, nie, nie. Good. Really popular word. I'm sure you know it well by now. Okay, next word is dziel, which means you, singular, share or divide. It comes from the word dzielić, which is to divide or to share. It has the DZI letter combination that we've seen before that makes the J sound when it's combined together. As I said to you before, the I softens whatever comes before it traditionally. So if it comes after the Z, it's a J sound, like the word pleasure. It's the J letter in the alphabet, J. And when you put a D in front of it, it creates the J sound because it's Z softened as J. So dziel is how you say it. Now make sure you don't say gel. Make sure you have that little y sound in there too. It's not gel. It's not like the word G-E-L in English. It's got a softer bounce to it. Gel. And always with the vowels being monosyllabic. We know this. So let's say it together three times. I will say it. You repeat after me. Ready? Let's go. Gel. 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 Good. So, gel, you divide. Okay. Next word is skóry. This has an appearance of the U z kreską, O tick mark letter that we've talked about in previous lessons. When you see the tick mark above the O, you know that it's actually going to be pronounced like the open letter U, U in Polish. So, it's not skóry, it's skóry. Okay, remember that. It's got the tick mark that tells you how it should be pronounced. So skóry is the object form of a skin, a pelt, a hide. So let's say it together three times. The accent goes on the penultimate syllable. Skóry. 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 You just have to gently roll the R and the Y doesn't pronounce Y, skóry, or anything like that. So skóry is how you pronounce a Y in Polish. Good. And now the next letter is na, which we've seen before in several times since the very first lesson, including, which was ich krowi na ogon, which was fun. Na means on or onto. And let's say it together three times. Na. 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 Perfect. Last word is niedźwiedziu. The penultimate syllable usually gets the accent, and it's no exception here. Niedźwiedziu. Niedźwiedź is bear. And niedźwiedziu is the object form that has to follow a word like na. Now you'll notice that the word has two j sounds in it. The DZ tick mark combination is the same sound as the DZI combination. So it will give you the j sound in both cases. Make sure to make the soft and don't be overwhelmed by the fact that in the first instance you see the v sound after it. So let's say it together slowly. I will slow it down so that you can wrap your mouth around the multiple consonants. It's a constant complaint by anybody learning Polish that there are so many consonants all strung together before you even see a vowel. It's like a desert of consonants, and you're searching for an oasis of a vowel to relieve the pressure. But let's slow it down. It's not so bad. Niedźwiedziu. 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 All right, let's try that two times sped up. Niedźwiedziu. Niedźwiedziu. Good. I know, it's a big word, but you can do it. So let's string the whole phrase together. Ready? I'm going to say it three times. You follow me. Nie dziel skóry na niedźwiedziu. Okay, second time. Nie dziel skóry na niedźwiedziu. Okay, last time. Nie dziel skóry na niedźwiedziu. Good. And now you know something really, really clever to say to all of your Polish-speaking friends. It's a standalone phrase, so you'll get a lot of street cred by just memorizing this straight up and being able to whip it out whenever you have the opportunity. So I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. If you want to reach out to the show, we have an email address, mailbag@howyousay.fm. Our website is www.howyousay.fm, and our Twitter handle is @howyousayfm. And seeing that it's March now, I'm going to close the poll. Next week, I will give you an extra bonus show. Episode 22 is going to be the results of the poll and other news stuff, because I have some stuff coming up in March that I wanted to share with you guys, and I won't bog it down in the form of a lesson. So that's coming your way, and thanks again for listening, and have a great week. Cześć!